Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady with Jake Gutierrez on this Thursday, September 19, 2019. Let's do this. Our college football insider, Gary Barnett, joins us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's our boy Nate doing? Can he talk yet?
Nate is still celebrating. I put Coach Beck on hold. Jake is going to clean that phone line up. We're good. Nate is celebrating. You know, we were all at a big event down at the American Royal Barbecue at our big party tent, Pork Radio 810, and had the game up since it was a Friday night game. And so a whole bunch of people were watching that when it happened, and it was interesting as it started to happen. And as Kansas was hanging in there and then taking the lead, It was the feeling that people didn't believe what was happening on the TV screen. Not that they won, but I mean, they ran Boston College off the field. It looked like they were the 21-point favorites and not the other way around. And so, yeah, it's surprising they won the game, Coach, but how about the way they won it?
Did you say Pork Radio?
That's right, Pork Radio 810 instead of Sports Radio 810. Yeah, we tried to have some fun with the American Royal, it. Coach. That's right.
I love it, man. We were listening to the results, and ESPN kept flashing up, says, there is a major upset happening. You're not going to believe this. And so, yeah, and they just kept going. And, you know, it's amazing, 24-point win and on the road, and that's not a real easy place to play, or, you know, but it's a, you know, it's just a great win for Les and a great win for Kansas, and it was so needed for college football, to tell you the truth. I think everybody wins when something like that happens.
You know, I'm just going to tell you this, Coach. That night was a Friday night. It was Friday the 13th, and there was a full moon outside. And this is no joke. I happened to rescue two black kittens that day and drop them off in an animal shelter. So I feel like it was like I reversed all of the jinxes that have gone against KU football in 10 years right there.
You can't make that stuff up.
Right?
No, you just can't. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, rescuing kittens.
Yeah.
You're just the all-American boy.
It's
grow up in Kansas,
yeah.
Rescue kittens. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to have a pet raccoon when I was a little kid down on the farm, Gary. It's just, you know, that's where we come from. The game itself, though, it's funny because I honestly hate to admit this, but I had no hopes going into the game after what had happened against Coastal Carolina. We had the big Pork Radio 810 thing going on. One of my buddies was in Boston, and I knew he was at the game. And I was kind of checking the game, and I saw Carter Stanley throws an interception on the first possession of the game after having a terrible game last weekend against Coastal Carolina. Boston College goes right down the field and scores a touchdown. And I'm like, I stopped paying attention. I was like, I'm not gonna let this ruin my Friday night. You know, they were gonna get beat by 20 some points. And then all of a sudden, I get a text from my buddy saying, "Man, this game is crazy." And then I look up, and all of a sudden, KU's up like 28-24. And I'm going, how did they do this? So I had to go back and watch the game. The first thing I want to ask you about, though, is the way Les Miles handled everything. Because that's what I asked you about last week. What does he do to try to keep this team together when just his second game as the head coach, they suffer such a demoralizing loss at home? I watched they do this little, you know, ESPN Plus behind the scenes stuff with Les Miles, and the way he talked to the team after that game in Coastal Carolina, he said that you know, the coaching staff had to wear that whole thing, and he basically just asked the players to buy in and stick with us that much more. He didn't light them up, he didn't bury them, he stuck with Carter Stanley. Did he just handle everything the right way? I mean, I it seems like he just kind of provided a steady hand for this team instead of freaking out after that terrible loss.
Well, that's absolutely what he did. And, you know, I was trying to watch the game, but I don't know anybody that gets ACC television. So it was sandwiched between two other games, so they kept flashing back and forth to it. It was really frustrating. But Les handled the post Coastal Carolina game like a veteran, like a guy that's been there, and like a guy that's there for the long haul, and that this game, that game wasn't going to define him. And, you know, the way he, what he said was first of all, it was just vintage-less, but it was just the way that you would hope a veteran coach would handle something like that. And then, if you remember, we talked about what do you do now? You're going to go into Boston College, and you know, you're going in with 55 or 60 of your best friends, and you're going to go in there and do the very best you can. And, you know, start swinging. You're coached. You guys are coached. You're on scholarship. They're on scholarship. Let's go play the game. Nothing is done. Nothing is over until you play the football game. And that's what they did. And they just played relentlessly the whole game. And it was a great win for, as I said, college football, but specifically, of course, for Kansas and for everybody that follows Kansas football.
All right, West Virginia is the next opponent. They got rolled by Mizzou, but then they put up 44 and beat North Carolina State. And so it's West Virginia at Kansas, 3:30 kickoff right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. What do you think happens?
Well, you know, I was amazed that KU's only 5-point underdogs, but it was because of that win over, of course, the win over Boston College last week. And, you know, West Virginia seems to be a really strange team. And of course, their new coach Neil Brown coming in, and you know, they did look terrible against Missouri, but then North Carolina State's a pretty good football team, so to have them bounce back the way they did, you know, I think that makes this a really interesting game. I mean, how much confidence will they be able to hold on to at Kansas from that victory last weekend? You're playing at home; home field hasn't ever been an advantage for a while for Kansas. So now it may be, and I think Kansas fans are going to have as much to do with this game as the Kansas football team does. And if they can get people to show up to this game and treat it like a big-time college football game, then I think Kansas has a chance to win this thing. But I think they're going to need everybody involved. You know, they're going to have to play well. And West Virginia is not a great team, but it doesn't make any difference. You've got to go find a win, and you don't care how you get it. But if I were Les, I'd be just all over trying to get the fans to be a part of it and make a difference in the game.
Coach Gary Barnett is our guest. Okay, so what's your prediction for the game?
Oh, you need the prediction?
Yes, sir. Well, Jake needs it for his, you know, with. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, you know.
Okay, I'm telling take Kansas in the points.
There he is. Boy, he's feverishly writing things down. Thank you, Coach. So there's not much to take away from Missouri beating SEMO 50-0, but now this is a big, big game for Missouri. They've lost to South Carolina 3 years in a row, and they get a chance to put together a three-game winning streak if they win this game and start off the conference season 1-0 and to get this South Carolina monkey off their back. And this has turned into a fun rivalry with some wild games. So what do you expect? We saw South Carolina was pretty competitive with Alabama for a half, but South Carolina at Mizzou, 3 o'clock kickoff.
It's funny how a team gets your number, and South Carolina's had theirs, just like Missouri's had Florida's, and it's goofy. But, you know, it looks like Missouri's defense is finally rounding itself out and finding itself, and this has the makings of a really, really good football game, and it's really imperative for Missouri to win this game. I can't believe they're 9.5-point favorites in this game, but I do think they'll win. But the nature of this game, and Helinski, the young freshman quarterback, is playing at a pretty high level for a freshman. And I think, you know, playing against Alabama and seeing what he saw on the field then and then coming into Columbia, he's not going to be intimidated. But I do think Missouri wins this game. I just don't like the point spread.
What do you think of Will Muschamp as a coach?
You know, I think I'm still watching that one. I think he, as a defensive coordinator, he was really good. I don't know enough about how Will runs his his program, whether he's a stern fixture like Nick was, whether he's just always a grinder. I don't know that. And so I don't know what to say about that, but I know as a defensive coordinator, he was outstanding. And so that's about all I can say, because I have a lot of respect for what he's done, and we'll see if he can get it done at South Carolina.
So it sounds like you think Mizzou wins the game, but maybe Mizzou doesn't cover.
That's about what I'm saying.
All right. I'll take that.
Well, all that matters is the win
right
at the end of the day.
That's all that matters.
That's right.
Missouri right now,
yep,
they need to take all the low-hanging fruit they can, and this isn't low-hanging fruit, but it's one they have to have.
All right, Coach, the Wildcats are off this weekend. They get to bask in the glow of a signature victory, winning at Mississippi State 31-24. The thing that stood out to me in this game particularly was their ability to overcome some big mistakes. I thought they had a couple of big mistakes in the game that really invited Mississippi State into the game when they had been dominating. They had the muffed punt that allowed Mississippi State to go down and then score a touchdown. Then they had the personal foul penalty on a hit on the quarterback that kept the drive alive for Mississippi State, and they went down and scored again. And I thought, boy, when you're on the road in a hostile environment, you make a couple big mistakes like that, that could completely change the game. But they were able to recover and then go on and win the game. I'm curious what that tells you about maybe Coach Klieman, this K-State team, the fact that they actually kind of shot themselves in the foot a couple of times and overcame that and still won a tough game in a hostile environment.
Well, and when you consider they hadn't shown any of those kinds of flaws in the first two games. I mean, they almost played two flawless football games. But when you go on the road and you go into the SEC and you play in an 11 o'clock start in the heat in Mississippi, you know, things can change. And I think what you saw happen in that game was a veteran staff who'd been together, who knew how to, they've seen everything, and they knew how to keep, they know it's a long game, and they kept the intensity level and the interest level up, and they kept fighting to try to find answers. You know, a 100-yard kickoff return doesn't hurt, but it's they found a way to win in a really tough environment. And to me, that says a lot about that coaching staff and Chris Klieman. And I think that sends a really strong message to the rest of the Big 12 as well.
All right, we've got some good games to talk about. Let's go with the SEC showdown between Auburn and Texas A&M. The game's at College Station, 2:30 kickoff. What about Auburn and Texas A&M, Coach?
A&M's four-point favorites. I was surprised to see that. Bo Nix playing at a pretty good level. I think it's A&M's time to win one of these games, and I think they win this one. And Auburn, I think Auburn's a good team, but I don't know that they're in Alabama or Clemson's category. And I think if they beat A&M, then I'm going to say they are. But A&M, I think, has just played too good so far not to have a signature win like this one, and I think they get one here.
In the Big Ten, starting off at 11 o'clock in the morning on Fox, number 11 Michigan, number 13 Wisconsin, two teams that are 2-0. What do you make of this one, and do you see either of those teams being a real threat to win the Big Ten?
Yeah, I do see them being a threat to win the Big Ten. And, one, of course, is in the East, Michigan in the East, and Wisconsin in the West. I think Wisconsin probably wins that West. So this is a big game. I think Michigan has got to show up and win this game. And I think they will. Even though I think right now I think Wisconsin's favored by 3, but I think Michigan is just time that they stepped up and did this. And I think they've got enough players to do it. And Patterson's seasoned quarterback, I think he makes the difference in the game. Wisconsin right now they can run the ball really well. It's the other half of it, the throwing piece of it, that they're not as good as they're going to be yet, and I think that's what keeps them from winning. But I think Michigan's more of a complete team, and I think they win the game.
All right, Coach, we had Tim Grunhard in studio, and he looked like he was ready to suit up. You know, his son plays for Notre Dame, and so he's very he's cautiously optimistic. But boy, oh boy, what a showdown! Prime time, 7 o'clock on CBS Saturday night. Notre Dame at Georgia. What do you think of this matchup?
Well, I don't think Notre Dame stands a great chance. I did like the way they came back against Louisville early on. That's the only game I've been able to see them play. But I really like Georgia. I really like Georgia. And I don't think Georgia's going to let this slip away. So I think this is a Georgia win all the way.
One other game in the Big 12, a good matchup on in prime time. Undefeated Oklahoma State 3-0. Now, Oklahoma State is going to be hosting Kansas State next week, so K-State fans can scout Oklahoma State. They're playing at Texas. What about Oklahoma State at Texas?
You know, this is hard for me because I haven't seen one snap of a whole Oklahoma State game, and so I don't have a great feel for that, but I did watch Texas and LSU play, and I was really impressed with Texas. You know, that was a heck of a football game. No one should have lost that game. And it's at home. Texas is favored by 5. I'm going to go with Texas in this thing. I think this is too big a game for Texas. They have to have this game.
So, Coach, your Colorado Buffaloes head to Arizona State, who are now ranked in the top 25 after squeaking that game out. I know that one surprised you against Michigan State. I know the Pac-12 also said they maybe missed a call on the Michigan State attempted field goal at the end. But what are your thoughts now on Arizona State after they pulled off that big upset at Sparty?
You know, they're playing, the quarterback is a true freshman. He was the number one mobile quarterback in the country. He's about 6'6", Jaden Daniels. And he really is playing like he's a junior. And he sort of took that team on his shoulders. He ran three times in the last series to score the tying touchdown. And he's an amazing kid. The running back had a great year last year, but they struggled in the offensive line, which I think I mentioned last week. But they struggled there, and their numbers aren't great. This is a winnable game for CU, although they haven't played well at Arizona State. They're 7.5-point underdogs. But Colorado's got to get a defense, or they're going to struggle. And they've been inconsistent on offense, but this should be a good matchup. These two teams are very similar. Arizona State's probably way ahead defensively, but and I don't know if you saw the Michigan State game, but when they had 12 guys on the field, kicked the field goal to tie it. There were 12 guys lined up there. There wasn't a guy running off the field. There were 12 lined up there.
Ouch.
What a way to lose a game.
Coach, final question for you. This is the NFL, but I know that you love great quarterback play. We are thrilled about Sunday's matchup, best game in the NFL of the weekend. We get to see Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens against Patrick Mahomes II and the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. I'm just curious what you think of these two young, dynamic quarterbacks that we get to watch in Kansas City on Sunday.
Well, I think your guy is way ahead right now. I think he's the best quarterback maybe in the NFL, and he's for sure the most dynamic quarterback in the NFL. And this is going to be a heck of a football game, and it should be a real rugged game as well. So, but I think Patrick Mahomes' experience shows up in this game.
Thank you very much. I agree with you, Coach, and we will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Good being with you.
That is Gary Barnett. We will be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.